Talk Show.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off.
Determined?
By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls.
Oh, brutally.
I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. Before we get started with today's topic, we usually have the Prayer for Good Radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? But you trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. If you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. If you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend. If you're not done with that, of course, shut your dumb ass up. Today we have Estratios. Yes, Estratios. He's president of the American chapter of the World Freeman Society to discuss personal freedom from society, if I got that correct.
Well, you get rid of the nanny state. You're not bound by statutes and acts.
Right. So, okay, well, let me get to my first question. What is the Freeman Society and what are their goals?
Well, it was started by Robert Arthur Menard, who had Think Free CA. And he had started a society called the Elizabeth Ann Elaine Society. And when he had figured out that there was some advantage to having a society, he looked up what that meant, and it turned out that there are specific advantages to have. See, if you're not a member of a society, then you get sucked into being under the jurisdiction of the law society.
A what society?
The law society.
Okay.
Like there's a law society in the United States, and there's one in Canada and one in all the other Commonwealth countries, and it's operated by the bar in England, the British.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so there are some specific advantages to society, but the information that we're trying to explain is all free. You really only need to join the society if you'd like to. We're offering the IDs, the blue plates for your car, and a few other. There are certain effects that you can get, but you can do that yourself. If you had a couple of friends, you want to start your own society, you would get those same effects yourself.
But we're
just trying to make it larger so that it'll be more recognized by the so-called authorities.
Right.
See, what happened is they paved over the common law that we had in the United States and in the Commonwealth countries with this admiralty business. Of commerce and all this stuff. It's maritime admiralty law. And underneath, it's like having, it's like looking at the road and it's been paved over, and you pull off that and you find that there's cobblestones underneath. In this case, there's common law underneath this admiralty. They're suggesting that we're all underwater to get this effect. In England, they're suggesting that they all died in the Great Fire of London, the whole country. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. And there are a lot of movements trying to do the similar stuff that we're doing, but I found that this is the only one that can actually adjudicate and collect in the case of, you know, you're receiving damages from the judge, or you can operate the notary as your judge and then go have the justice of the peace go collect for you.
Wait a minute. The guy that you go to verify that you signed the document that you pay the $1.50 to.
Mm-hmm. It's usually 35 bucks but, or more.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah. So he could be a judge?
The notary is an officer of the court, and they can – they're like the joker in the deck or the wild card. And they can act as any part of the legal system, including as a judge.
Mm-hmm.
How the notary acts as a judge, let's say you have a conflict with somebody. Or they send you some kind of a notice or something like that. You write back in a way that if they didn't respond in 15 days, then they are agreeing to what you're saying. It's like when you the courts or something send you a notice and you throw it away, then the cops come to your door and arrest you because you have consented to what they've agreed to. The same thing works backwards, though. When you don't do it, they've consented to what you're saying. So it's like going to small claims court or and then the other side doesn't show up and you get an immediate judgment on your side.
You're basically forfeiting when you go to it's not a good idea to throw
and
out.
And they send it one more time for courtesy's sake, and then they send it a third time and stamp it protest, and that is the judgment from the judge. You now have a judgment for whatever damages you were claiming. And you take it to the justice of the peace, and they go collect your winnings. The justice of the peace is who comes with the police to come get your house when it's been foreclosed on. That's what the bank does. They get the judgment from the court, and then they go and they collect your house. But they don't come themselves. The justice of the peace does, and the police with them, marshals, whatever they go get. But that's who's administrating this, is the justice of the peace.
Are you there? Yeah, I'm listening.
See, a lot of previous movements and people who are trying to do this, they would bill people for billions of dollars because they were frustrated that they couldn't collect anyway, and they thought, well, we'll put it in the record that they owe us billions of dollars. But you can't really collect that kind of thing. I mean, if you serve me for a judgment or that kind of stuff, I don't have that to hand to you. So you address yourself the kind of winnings that would be reasonable that could be collected in real life.
So like $200 here, $300, okay.
Something that a court, if you went to a real court, you would get that kind of damages. You're not going to get crazy damages, you know.
Right.
If you award yourself the planet Earth, they can't go get that and hand it to you.
Right. Well, of course.
Stuff that's within reason.
Right. So, I mean...
But that's only one aspect.
So hypothetically, how would you fight a parking ticket or a traffic ticket or stuff like that? Or can you fight the courts to allow you or to prove that you don't need a license to drive?
Well, let's step back a little bit. There's a guy named Mark Stevens who tells you how to go into court and do these things.
Okay.
We lead you to the same kind of answer without actually entering the court. You can use your own court.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same concept. When they call your name, you can say like, well, let me see the paper, and it says your name in all caps. Now that's not you. That's the person.
I actually heard something like that.
When they
put your name all in caps, that's them trying to say that they have ownership of you.
They have capitalized on your name.
So you could say that's not me. That does not represent me. My name in caps.
Well, you can offer yourself. You could say I'm the agent for the person, but you're not a piece of paper.
Mm.
That's what the person is, a bond that's created with your birth certificate.
Which is why, does this go along with this video that's been going around on the internet for years that your birth certificate is traded in the stock market, that you're...
In the bond market.
The bond market.
Same thing.
Yeah,
similar thing.
Yeah, that's each person is like worth like $1 million that they calculated to how much they that they could earn during a lifetime.
Well, the way I've heard it described in Canada is that it's the value of Canada, the landmass, divided by all the people. So in Canada, they're actually worth more. But I feel worthwhile myself. I'm an American.
Actually, I think I heard I saw this video with Sean Hannity. They were playing this audio from this lord in the UK, and he basically said that it costs the debt when it comes to the debt and overspending and and the borrowing that it costs each child owes more now than it costs to educate them. Does that have something to do with that?
Well, they based this after the Federal Reserve and all that came in. They created this system that they're calculating how much you're going to earn in your lifetime. That was the original concept behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's minus the price of education plus the amount of money you're going to earn in your lifetime, and that's how they originally floated the bonds. But it's actually – that's not true anymore.
Really?
That was the original concept.
Hmm.
And see, how it works is in this system, you have to get a license to do things that are perfectly lawful. It's a legal license to do lawful activity. Like you can't get a license to do breaking and entering. You get a license to drive – like but it's – the. Let me back up several steps. Like – you're getting a license to do something that's perfectly lawful. Who does that? Who gets a license to do something that you can do? A child. Once you ask permission, you're getting limited liability, yes, but you're...
What do you mean? What do you mean? Wait, slow down. Can you, like, dumb it down a little bit? Because...
limited liability is like... That's what corporations get. It's where it's hard to sue them. They're not as liable for their actions. The state takes some of the liability for your actions. But part of handing over that liability is that they can come in and tell you how to do it.
Mm.
You can only go 35 in this zone. You can only go 25 miles an hour in this zone. But what you're asking them to do is not what you're really doing. What you're asking them to do in the case of the driver's license is to drive a motor vehicle. A motor vehicle is a commercial transportation thing where you're going to commerce is you're going to take something from one place to another for pay.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is paying you to transport truck of manure from one place to another. You're transporting it. You're not adding value. You're just taking it somewhere. And you're a paid driver. That's what a driver is. It's a paid operator of the motor vehicle, and then if you have a passenger, that's someone who pays to be transported from one place, like a taxi.
Okay,
to the Dairy Queen. See what I mean? Me just going to the Dairy. That's not. I'm not driving to the Dairy Queen. I am traveling to the I just want an ice cream cone.
Right.
No one's paying me to do that. And if you come with me in my automobile, it's not a motor vehicle. It's an automobile. You're my guest in my automobile, and I'm just traveling. I'm the traveler, you're the guest, and I'm in an automobile. We don't need a license for that. Now, if you're driving those triple 18-wheeler things that UPS drives, and they wag all over the highway and destroy the highway, you should have a license for that. You should pay a tax for that. They're ruining the roads.
Hmm.
We need to be able to put the roads back together again.
So commercial vehicles should be taxed, should be licensed because hypothetically, let's say you're driving your own personal vehicle.
You're traveling in your own personal automobile.
Okay. If you're traveling in your own personal, wait a minute. Let me back up this because you just made me think of another question. What's the why use the word travel? Is this more about the use of language? What does language have to?
The words mean something. The words, you can look up their meanings.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just back up one quick step. We'll go back to driving in a second. Commerce. If I buy the ingredients to make brownies, and I mix them up and cook the brownies, and I bake the brownies, and I sell brownies to the public. I am not doing commerce. If I buy brownies from a bakery and then sell them, I am not adding value. I am doing commerce. People think it when they say buy and sell, they mean I sell and you buy. That's not what's going on. Buy and sell means I bought it from a distributor, and now I'm going to sell it to the public. I'm the one engaging in buy and sell. If I bake the brownies from ingredients, I put them together. That's why Taco Bell warms stuff up. If it gets to a certain temperature, that's considered cooking, and then they're not engaging in commerce anymore. They want to be engaging in commerce. There's legal benefits and disadvantages to that, and they want to be engaging in commerce. So
okay, I'm just
Taco
totally
Bell,
lost right now.
Taco Bell warms food up.
Oh, really?
Yes. Pre-cooked food that's warmed up. The minute they get it to a certain temperature, that's considered cooking, and then that becomes not commerce anymore.
Okay, what does that become?
You're just selling food to the public.
How's that? Okay, how is that not commerce, though? I mean, what is... Then again,
real
so,
commerce is okay. I'm buying grain, and then I sell it to you. But I didn't grow the grain.
Oh, okay. Right. So commerce is basically reselling.
Reselling. Yeah, I didn't even think of it until you said it that way. That's a much simpler way to say it.
All right. So basically, what I like to do is I have a comic book collection. I'm trying to get rid of my comic book collection. I bought the comics, and I'm going onto the street and selling those comics. So that means I am participating in commerce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I get you.
Wait a minute. Say that again. You're selling your comic book collection.
Right.
And technically, yes, because you didn't add value to anything. You just bought them and resold them.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they came up with the concept of commerce is someone can really create harm with commerce. In older times, people could buy all the grain from all the farmers and just hold on to it and sell it months later, or sell it at a fantastic price. Now everybody's starving to death, and they're being raped financially to pay for this grain because somebody in the middle has bought it all.
So okay, so is there anything wrong with
the potential for harm that requires the tax and the control?
Right. So I mean,
commerce,
is there anything wrong for someone to take their property and use that property to purchase someone else's property and then turn around and sell it for twice as much as what that's worth?
If you're doing a small private sale, I'm sure it's going to be. But if you're in business doing this on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
you become a comic book store.
Right.
I just define the concept of commerce so I could get to the driving part.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, now
I'm just lost here, so I'm trying to understand it for myself.
You understand commerce conceptually,
right?
Okay, now that's where we get to driving. It's the transportation of something that you didn't grow tomatoes, and then you're driving them to go sell them somewhere or transporting them. I bought tomatoes from somebody else who grew them, and now I'm going to transport them. They're paying me. It's a commercial activity. I'm just transporting them, but I didn't buy them. I'm just taking them somewhere. That's commerce, too. And that's what requires the driver's license. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The driver's license, that makes a lot of sense. But me, I'm going to go to the Dairy Queen, I'm going to get an ice cream cone for commerce. Unless if I have a business where I go to the place and get you, and I'm going to sell it to you untouched. But that, no one has a business doing that. But there are delivery services that's commerce. In New York City, it happens all the time. They have delivery services on bicycles and whatever, and that's commerce.
Mm-hmm.
So that requires the driver's license, see? But they've tricked us all and put us all in that kind of weird position where we need their regulation all the time. We're children. Having to have licenses for things makes you a child who has to ask permission, who needs regulation by a policeman to enforce the policies of how we regulate commerce.
Okay, this is a side question. Is there such a thing as a legal form of regulation? Is regulation like, let's say we're under a we're supposed to be under a constitutional republic. Is having regulation
it created these entities. These entities called corporations.
Okay.
And they're like people. They have the rights of people in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And we all work for the corporation, for example, if we all work for Microsoft or something. That's what requires the regulation. You know what I mean?
It's like going to Walmart.
Like going to Walmart.
Customer, or you can go as an employee.
I have a friend online with me.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear that? He's explaining it too.
This is David Ray. This part I understand. The rest of it is...
Can you speak up?
This is the part I understand, but the rest of it is a little bit beyond me. But, you know, if you go to Walmart, if you go as a customer, or you can go as an employee you have to follow the rules of Walmart. As a customer, you have to follow some rules. I mean, if you go there and you throw beer all over the place, they'll get their security guards and throw you out. But you don't have to follow the same rules as the employees. Basically, law being you don't damage other people's property, you don't harm other people, you know, that kind of stuff.
Or you can go in there and cuss and...
The common law only has three laws attached to it. Everything else that you're mad about is a...
What are the common laws? I'm sorry to interrupt, but what are the common laws?
He was listing them out. One is you can't harm other people.
Okay.
You can't damage property. And you can't use force and fraud in your contracts.
So you can't steal.
Right. All the other things are acts and statutes. The Patriot Act. The Drug Enforcement Act. Everything, have you ever been laws in our country and you look them up? If you ever look them up, you'll find that they're all acts and statutes. Those things are by consent. When you look up what an act and a statute is, it's the rule of a society given the force of law through consent. The force of law, and only by consent. See how that works? And so that's why when you talk to the police, you don't consent. I do not consent. When you talk to the courts, I do not consent. Everything that the police and the courts are doing, they're making an offer. They're trying to suggest to you that you have some kind of obligation, but you don't. What you in fact have is an offer being made to you, and you're saying yes. They're saying, do you understand? I mean, are you going to put yourself under the jurisdiction of this court, or under the jurisdiction of this cop even? And then you say yes, but you think they mean cogitate. You think they mean, do you grasp what I'm saying? They're not saying that. They're making an offer to you, and you're saying, oh, sure. And so then they arrest you. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Get what I'm saying?
Okay, so basically, you do not consent to anything.
No.
So you
unless you want to, you stay shut. Yeah.
So let's say you're stopped by a police officer. Are you legally obligated to answer his questions?
You might be legally obligated, but are you lawfully obligated? No. But that means you've consented to the whole thing. So the answer is no. They say, give me your ID. And you say, no. Do I have a obligation to have one of these things? See?
You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
They need that. Yeah, am I legally obligated to hold a corporate ID?
So is that what a state-issued ID is, a corporate ID?
Yes, and it's supposed to create a joinder between you, the human being, and this person that they have established at your birth, or, you know, the USA as a company.
So basically, when your parents sign up for your birth certificate, it's them basically incorporating that person, but not the human being.
Registering them. You're registering them with the state. Register means, in the case of old admiralty law, the ship pulls into port, and the captain wants to go off and drink for a while or something like that. So he registers with the harbor master his ship, his chattel, his property, and the harbor master owns that briefly until he comes back to collect it. That's what registration means. So you're registering the baby with the state, abandoning the baby, and then they collect the rights to the baby or the person that's then created by maritime salvage. See what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And what's listed on the birth certificate, maritime salvage, is on the birth certificate, your mother is listed as informant.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's really gruesome.
Right. I got a question in the chat room at the afterspot.com, which you could go to by crackshotradio.com/listen-live. This is from Jamal. I got a speeding ticket the other day. The officer said I was going 55 in a 35 zone, but he didn't produce any proof. Not radar gun. No radar gun was used. Can I fight that in court?
Well, if you enter court, then you know, speeding's a tough one. But if you're entering court, you're talking Mark Stevens type of stuff, where you're going in there and you're saying I don't consent, and then they get very angry and they're screaming. But you can do it that way. It could cause some unnecessary harm.
Yeah.
But what they're giving you is a bill of exchange, and they're forcing you to sign it. And what you want to do on the side of the road is possibly sign it under duress. I mean, who is the injured party here? Going back to the three laws, who is the injured party? The answer is nobody. It's a victimless crime. It's a damageless crime.
Hmm.
They're making a complaint against you, essentially, and then they're making you sign a bill of exchange. It has to have two signatures on it. You have to have consented to it. The state is a legal fiction. The person is a legal fiction. The whole thing is done in fiction.
I see.
There's a very big difference between legal and lawful. Legal is this part about what we were talking about earlier about being a child and being attached to the law society, but not as a member, but as you're being just thrown into the jurisdiction. You're a child of the province, a child of the state, because you're a person. You've agreed to their bizarre management of your life and your management of your activities. That's not lawful. That's legal. That's why they have a law society to run it.
Hmm.
Law, yeah, legal only exists on paper.
Okay, let's get into debt, like credit card debt, loans and stuff like that, because I remember you were telling me something about that. That seems something that, especially nowadays with people with a lot of credit card debt, home loans, and student loans.
If I lent you $20,
right,
or I lent you my lawnmower, and you don't give it back to me, I'm out the $20, or I'm out my lawnmower, I don't have it anymore. The bank's not doing that. You're creating the money with your signature and paying an enormous administration fee. The bank is administering this. The best way to address this is to ask them to prove a loss. But the other thing is, now that because of this derivative bubble situation, they don't own your loan anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to determine. So a lot of people have already determined that the bank no longer owns their loan. So when they go into court, they ask them to show the loan, and they don't have it. I mean, you can't enforce something you don't even have, that you're not even a party to anymore. That's what they're doing. But in the right way to do it is to go in there you don't have to go in there. You can do it with your notary. You can ask them to prove a loss, which is impossible. Since the Great Depression, since the Federal Reserve was put in there, there was all, you know, the whole crisis of the banks. They can't lend out their own assets. They're not lending you, like, have you ever seen It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
And there was a big problem there because the guy lost some of the deposits. They had a one-to-one ratio at the time. If I've got a bunch of deposits, I can only lend out as much as people have deposited into my bank. I can lend that money back out to somebody else. When they had a bank run in the movie, Jimmy Stewart's there screaming, wait a minute, because he's saying, where's my money? That your money's in Bill's house over here. When Bill pays it back, you know, you, we'll have the money to give it back to you. Everybody can't come and get their money at the same time because we have a one-to-one ratio of lending it back out. Well, that's no longer going on. And that hasn't gone on since the Federal Reserve did this. They create money out of nothing. There's a the Federal Reserve of Chicago published a document. I sent it to you last night. It's called Modern Money Mechanics.
Yeah, I'm going
to – it's a pamphlet they used to have in Chicago at the Chicago Federal Reserve. And they insanely, they printed it in multiple editions, I mean, over the years. There was one in the 60s. There was one in the 80s. And it explains them creating the money out of nothing. People say, oh, that just sounds like crazy talk. Well, that's them explaining it to us.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So basically, they can't do that.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. So since they make the money out of nothing, there is
it's debt. We have anti-dollars. It's minus one. It's not plus one. It's a piece of debt. And it's debt minus some more interest. So it's an anti-dollar, but it's like minus 52, you know, minus $1.52 or whatever the interest is going to be. I don't know, you know, minus a dollar and change.
Hmm.
Before this happened, we had, it was a dollar. It was redeemable in a dollar of gold. That's not happening now either. That's, it's exactly the opposite.
Right.
Money is created by the banks and sold to us at face value plus interest. Money is debt.
Well, yeah, that's
money is debt.
Yeah, that I mean, that also Aaron Russo made a good movie about that. Oh, goodness.
I know the name of that movie too.
How that slipped my mind? I saw it like two times.
America Fascism. And there's another movie called The Money Masters. It's like 6 hours long. It's made by Bill Still. And you can get that on Google Video as well. It's actually very good. And it explains this insane money system that we have. If everyone paid back all their debts, if the United States paid it, there would be no money in circulation. The one I recommend is Money is Debt, which you can get on Google Video. It's an animation. It's very good. And also, I want your people to look up Robert Arthur Menard. I'll give you some links that you can put on this
file.
I
actually found some links that I will was doing a little Googling about the World Free Man Society. Found this video where he's talking about how he lost his child. Very sad. It's called Bursting Bubbles of Government Deception. You can find that on Google Video.
It's a very good video.
I will post it when I post this show. In fact, this is not the last time I'm going to do this because, I mean, you're doing a good job, but, I mean, a lot of your terms, a lot of this is going over my head that I'm going to have to look at this myself and dumb it down a lot.
It's like with the computer stuff. You have to hear it a lot of times before it begins to sink in.
Right.
They proved you had to see a Burger King ad 7 times before you even found it annoying. I mean, you wouldn't even recognize it was, you know, people don't see it until it's been on 7 times.
Right.
So, I mean, it took me watching the videos over and over again before it started to make any sense to me. It seemed, he's a comedian, and it seemed like stand-up comedy. And when it stopped being funny to me, I realized I understood what it was. And I was, because people would ask me about it, and I was able to give it back.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like a huge scam that like everyone just accepts when the, I mean, how do, how come people, I mean, you told me people used to live like this. How, why did we stop living like this? And, what will you think will happen if everyone started living like this again? I mean, especially since we live in a nanny government where, I mean, how would you convince someone to even look at this? Because I know a lot of people are like, oh, no, that's just a scam. That's BS. You'll end up going to jail for doing this.
This is how they created the nanny state, by making everyone a nanny rules children. She manages children. And that's what they've made all of us. We're the ones who ask permission to do lawful activities. We have to get a license to drive is a separate issue, but you have to get a license to fish. You have to get a license to do most things in America now.
Yeah, you got to get a permit.
Permission and management.
A permit to assemble.
I mean, do you have a driver's license?
No, I'm in New York City, so.
Did you read the Land Transport Act, the American equivalent?
No, I have not. I haven't even heard of it.
The driver's there's an act that goes with it.
I just have a corporate ID
that you needed it.
Mm-hmm. I have a corporate ID. That's all I have.
Right. I mean, how did you know that you needed that?
It was told to me by law that when I started working when I was 14, I was said you need to get a non-driver's ID by law.
Not by law. The people that you worked for told you you had to have it.
Well, yeah.
And really, if it was done for employment, you probably were engaging in commerce. You were probably driving for the company. You were transporting.
Well, no. I don't have a license. It was a non-driver's ID.
Oh, just a state ID.
Just a state ID.
That's to get you into the tax system. That's to get you into the nanny state. They required you to consent. There's no one really to blame here. It's all of our fault because we police each other, like David Icke says. It's really kind of sad.
I see.
But that's what created this nanny state. That's the whole nannying going on. It requires your consent at every step of the way. They use trick words like must to indicate that you have an obligation that you don't really have. A must is like, if you want to come to my party, you must come in through the front door. But that doesn't mean you have to come to my party. It means that you must come in through the front door if you want to enter my party. They tell you must have this. Well, you must have it if you want to do the activity they describe and have them manage it. You know, it's synonymous with may. These words requires a legal dictionary to look it up. That's what we were talking about, the Law Society earlier. They make these speeches, and they tell us that we desperately need them because they have written the laws in legalese, and that's how a society can define its own language. We don't speak legalese. When I heard things like that in the past, I thought it was people being sarcastic about lawyers. But in fact, part of how a society works, when you look it up in the legal dictionary, a society can create its own language. And so they say these tax protesters, they think they understand the law, but it's written in legalese. They cannot understand it unless they're in the law society. Well, how can we be bound to something that's not even written in English? Well, we don't speak legalese. We didn't go to law school. Every one of us went to law school? No.
Society
is defined as people who, under mutual consent, deliberate for a common goal. And for that, it has to have a name. What society are you a member of? People say, well, that's how society works. What society? Can you name it?
Well, I can't. I honestly don't know. Wouldn't know what you meant by that question. That question is
it's
so,
a trick question.
Yeah.
That people ask you when you talk to them. And people operate without knowing what the words mean. Nobody knows what the words mean. I mean, the lawyers and judges and whatever do, but we don't know. I thought driving meant operating the car, but that's not it at all. So this is the stuff you can get from the videos, and all the information is free, but the benefits of a society go a little further than that. That's why we created the World Freeman Society. We'll soon be offering the ID, so that you'll have an ID that isn't state-created, that doesn't – you'll have your name in upper and lower case where you're not the person. The person is not you. It's like a raincoat. It's supposed to protect you by offering you limited liability, although it offers you a lot of control too. You're controlled by other people. But if it's holding you down and drowning you in the water, you've got to be able to take the thing off. And that's what we show you how to do. One of the benefits of society is the sovereign ID. That's what they call it. And the blue plates for the car, so that you can operate your automobile in a way that they can look up who you are if necessary. But it's not because it's – the motor vehicle is registered with the state. They are partial owners of this motor vehicle. Once it's designated motor vehicle, they are part owners of it, and they have control. It's, you know, like you're living under my house. You know, do what I – you're driving their car, their motor vehicle. And you're operating it in commerce for no reason. I'm just going to get the Dairy Queen. I want an ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm. So basically,
Passer, which is the same as a passport, but it's more of a traveler's permit for stateless persona. So there are some benefits to joining the society, but the information that we're offering is all free. Rob's Cunning Plan is a movie and a concept that Robert Arthur Menard came up with that forms the society. It's the concept behind the society. You can get that online.
I see. All right. So has this ever worked for you? I mean, what started you into look? What piqued your interest
now,
in looking into this?
See, now that I'm doing this, people come to me with real panic situations like mortgages, whatever. I didn't come to the society with those kind of problems in advance. I sort of anticipated that this was going to happen to me. I was going to have problems. You know, you never know. I mean, I heard about this, and I heard about other movements that had failed, and this one I couldn't find a hole in, and I'd not seen it fail. We're still in foundation mode, especially in the Commonwealth countries. This works a lot more effectively. In America, we're really kind of frightened at what happens when the cops see this. In court, it does work. In dealing with the banks and things like that, that paperwork I've proven that works. Everyone I've dealt with so far, no problem at all. They get all the way through it, including New York State, where they have fudged the concept of justice of the peace. One of our members went and figured it out and explained it. That was amazing because I was panicking. I didn't know the answer to this one. He found it. They remerged it into the justice system. But in other states, it is the same way. It's the justice of the peace. They're order takers. But I don't have police problems right now. I don't have a loan. I don't have debt. I work for myself. So I didn't have a lot of these problems, but I anticipated them coming along, you know, and I wanted to be prepared for it.
So, okay,
since you do
work for yourself, do you have a registered business, or is it, as far as taxes?
Straight consulting.
Okay.
All my stuff is straight consulting.
So, which means you don't have to legally pay taxes.
I could. Depends how I operate. Trick question.
Okay. Well, not really a trick question. I mean, because according to the Constitution, only registered businesses are obligated to pay income tax. So I'm asking, are you considered a registered business, or since you are a consultant that you're working for someone and that's your... That is your labor, so they cannot tax you on your labor.
Real taxes are done on mm-hmm. selling something outside the country and the activities of corporations.
So are you a corporation?
Again, it's the Income Tax Act, the IRS Act, something you're not, as a person, bound to. See, the way to get the kind of freedom we're talking about is to take responsibility for yourself. What they're offering you with personhood is limited liability.
Right.
But that is very controlling. In exchange for limited liability, you get heavy control. You get IRS agents. You get police on your back every time you turn around. Tax collecting on the side of the road. But I'm a human being contracting to fix someone's computer. That's not the same thing. I have a sovereign contract.
Okay.
See, there are ways to do this to get yourself all tangled up in their system. If you go get a business license, then they have the obligation to control you. You need to be nannied, your child. Then you are tangled up in their system, under their jurisdiction. Like getting a marriage license. It's you, your wife, and the state. You're all hooked together now.
So basically, when you get married and you get a marriage license,
you're marrying the state too.
And
they have a right to the product of this marriage, which is the children. And then they require you to fill out creating the person. License is permission. You're asking permission.
For something.
Why do you need permission?
Yeah.
I mean, you can ask questions like, hello. Can you point out the act where my obligations lie? Where, how have I become obligated to have this state ID? Income is very different from earnings. Income is profit, made, especially in commerce, where I've cornered the market on grain in the local area. Now everybody's starving to death. They have to buy the grain from me. It creates a tremendous potential for harm.
Nice. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break and regroup. This is the Crouch Out Radio Show. And when we come back, we'll finish out the show. Stay tuned. Keep listening.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be public relations, trust to government, and your health officials' public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find specially picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama,
Obama. Because I got a crush on
Barack Obama. He's on to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Into Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood.
You can type it, right?
Delivery.com, save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus.
I just discovered restaurants to get off of this program too and do the same.
Point on every order which you can redeem for prices.
Okay.
Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today.
That's
and get
MP3.
Points.
I'm sorry?
And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from...
That's just the title. Probably too long. That's all.
.com.
So the title got cut off?
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses
now, is it actually downloading on your
the made to your
so I'm going to see this. I'm not set up yet.
Is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com. Get a logo for $27.
I'm starting at my torrent now.
The robot portrait of the new American insurgent. Rattle and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, wants to the treasure.
Welcome back to CrutchShot Radio Show. We are... Or American insurgents. What's up? We're back. We're here with Stavios, president of the Free Man Society, telling us how to...
In America. The American chapter.
In the American chapter. Sorry about that. And we're learning a lot of stuff. I mean, I feel like a total idiot. Because this sounds complicated. I'm going to have to study. My homework, I know what my homework is tonight. And it is to understand this. And
there's a video that puts it in very simple terms. It's, let me see, I got it listed here. It's an Illusion by John Harris from tpuc.org.
I see.
That puts it in very simple terms.
I mean, what I'm really looking for is maybe is there a step-by-step guide to doing this? I mean, is there, has anyone thought about doing that?
Well, it's important to put it in your own words, especially when you create something like a Notice of Understanding and Intent. There's a good book online called How I Clobbered Every Cash Confiscatory Government Agency Known to Man. By Mary Elizabeth Croft, and she explains it in very American terms. You can look under how I clobbered, I guess, and her name is Mary Elizabeth Croft, CROFT. And we have a forum. It's forum.worldfreemansociety.org. And our main website is just www.worldfreemansociety.org. And when people hear that, they hear Freemasonry. That is not what we're doing. It is worldfreemansociety.org. Every time I say it, I hear it. So they repeat it back to me, and it's not what I said.
Because it's written as in one word. Shouldn't free man be two words?
No, we use it as a one word. Free man on the land is the term.
Ah, I see.
And we're working on those kind of step by step guides on the site.
Okay, what's the website again?
WorldFreeManSociety.org.
WorldFreeManSociety.org. Do people have to pay?
They can just join. There's a paid element to it, but that's only for the – we were talking about the other benefits of the paid part of the society, the ID, the sovereign ID and those things. But just to get the basic information, no. There's a public forum and society members.
Okay, what do people get when they pay?
We're still in foundation mode, but we're working on a special kind of passport called the laissez-passer, and there's a sovereign ID. And they get to become part of a new idea. The blue plates for the cars.
But like you say, people can do it themselves and create these.
They can
these
also do it themselves, yeah.
So, what are the benefits of paying, though?
The passport, the ID, the blue plates, the getting in on the ground floor, conceptually.
So basically convenience.
Plus, you know, as I said, the ID and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a global society where there's an Australia chapter, New Zealand, South Africa, England. All the Commonwealth countries and us who have the same type of common law.
underlying our country.
I see.
A global organization has more presence than a bunch of wing nuts in the boonies.
All right, well, we got like 5 minutes left to the show. What else should people have to know? I mean, start plugging. I mean, definitely.
Well, I want you to go out to Google Video and look up Robert Arthur Menard, M-E-N-A-R-D, M-E-N-A-R-D, and his videos. One of them is Bursting Bubbles of Government Deception. There's The Magnificent Deception. There's With Lawful Excuse. There's Luke Dennis on Money, D-E-N-I-S. There's The Security of the Person. There's Democracy. He's got a tremendous long list of videos. And then also on YouTube, he is M-R-M-I-T-E-E, Mr. Mighty, M-I-T-E-E, M-R-M-I-T-E-E. That's his username. That's Robert Arthur Menard's videos. And there's, of course, Mary Croft's book, How I Clobbered Every Cash Confiscatory Agency Known to Man. And there's John Harris's It's an Illusion. It's a movie online. And they're all free movies. And I recommend you get them as the MP4 version. It says download for iPod, PSP. And you can keep it yourself and rewind it a lot. I rewound it a lot myself.
Hmm.
There are products being sold there at the World Freeman Society in the Emporium. Robert has a couple of books. And it's free. They're free downloads.
Really? Okay. So definitely, okay, worldfreemansociety.org?
Yes.
Okay. So is it the world or world?
World.
Worldfreemansociety.org. Like to thank, I keep forgetting how to pronounce
Estrafios.
Your name. Estrafios.
Estrafios.
Why is it so hard for me to just pronounce your name?
Because it's Greek. It's unfamiliar. It's a Greek name. But I'm an American.
Yeah. All right. Well, since you're an American, your new and better name is E-Rock.
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 I'm a gangster rapper.
Yeah, that's right. You're so poor that you do drive-bys on a city bus.
Right.
Bow, bow.
Thanks a lot, Louie.
You're welcome. You're always welcome to come back on. Thank you for coming on. Definitely.
Oh, there's our radio show every day. From,
oh, yeah, that's
Monday
right.
To Friday, one through four, from one to four. And the address is up on the WorldFreemanSociety.org website.
And
we're also going to be on Shoutcast coming up.
Oh, really? Okay. I mean, and also there's going to be a way, which I'm going to get the M3U file, and I'm going to put it away so that way people can actually listen to you on their smartphones.
Yes. And also, the torrents are going to be up on Consen. One of our members just put it up on Consen, Demonoid, and Pirate Bay.
I got it up on Demonoid. I just didn't get it up on Consen.
He got it up on Demon.
How do you put a podcast on torrents? We'll talk about that later. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crowdshot Radio Show. Hopefully you learned something, and hopefully you continue looking at this, because this seems like another way to fight the criminals and beat them at their own game. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and as always, fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to look into this and you don't want to believe what it says, you just want to stick your head back in the sand, well then I guess fuck you too.
That's fucked. Yeah. I didn't think.